What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The amount of people that didn't quite understand, first off, how good LeBron still is.
Yeah.
And second off, how great he would be in a Cavs uniform still was a little surprising to me.
Oh, that's interesting. I was not surprised by the pushback, and I'm just going to do that like I do the show.
That was
thing.
Fun, though. Yeah, that was fun.
Because I think, one, I think there are a vast number of reasons that people don't like LeBron. I also think we just have, I think there's LeBron fatigue.
No, but that's the part of this job that becomes a little, myself, I get a little fatigued with, or at least becomes a little frustrating. I love this job. You love this job. We all know that. But like the idea that then you have to explain to people and then not seem like they understand it completely. Obviously, there was like 90% of people that got it, but there was that other 10%, that loud 10% that just, it was not for basketball reasons. It was for other things that was just LeBron's a non-starter. And then it was me trying to explain or trying to get my point across that it should be more than a starter. You should have this conversation and you should want this conversation. You should feel happy that this is the conversation.
So kind of along those lines, when we were driving up to Michigan on Wednesday, I texted a couple friends and I had gotten a couple texts. And I was just interested to see how people would respond to another homecoming. Because even in my own brain, I was like, yeah, it's not going to be the same as 2014. But the reason why it can't be the same as 2014 is LeBron's at the end of his career. And I think he gives you a better chance to win. But like, it's just not 2014. He's already won the first championship. And I think that's what makes the idea of LeBron leaving the Lakers, especially for Cleveland, so interesting is, like, LeBron doesn't just think, where can I go to win a championship? It's where can I go to win a championship and where can I go that maybe takes my legacy to the next step? And Cleveland, by all, like, another win in Cleveland, coming home again, it would be significant. But I just don't know it could be as big as it was in 2014 for people. I don't know he would curry as much goodwill and good favor. And to a person, I asked people in Cleveland that are in the media, just picking their brains. I asked our buddy John Fanta. I asked my buddy Jim Cost in Detroit. I asked Bill Ryder. I asked all these people that I know. And to a person, they were like, to some varying degree of, yeah, it'd be cool, but it ain't going to be 2014.
Yeah, no, I think that's the right read on it. I mean, think about the audio that still gets played when LeBron came home and it's Lima doing the update and just losing his mind. Like, that was such a monumental thing. And
give it to me!
Yeah.
Give it to me!
Like, that's awesome.
Would Lima now be like, give it to me? Would he go, like, walking on it?
He was definitely walking at the end of it. Give it to me. I don't know what his reaction would be, but I'm sure it'd be great.
Hey, LeBron's back.
It'd still be good, but it would also, it just wouldn't hit the same way. But I think that a lot of that has to do with the idea that right now, a lot of people believe that the Cavs without LeBron can make it to the NBA Finals this upcoming season. Whether you do or I do, it's a different story, but like Vegas right now thinks that you can. Vegas right now has the Cavs at 55.5 wins for the upcoming season and the best team in the East. Adding LeBron should help that. No one's denying it, but it doesn't take away from the idea that they built this thing without LeBron as well.
But if we focus on LeBron winning on the court and off the court, meaning there's a narrative that you can spin, and then you actually win on the court as well, Cleveland's really one of the only places that satiates that. Like, I think New York, because of like Madison Square Garden, I actually think that would be kind of an interesting exclamation point if he went to New York and then won one season with the Knicks and then won the first championship since 1972. There aren't a lot of other places like that, though.
Yeah, so what I came up with last week, I want to tell it to you so you can tell me whether or not you think it was a right take, wrong take, anything in between.
Finally, quarterback tier retribution.
Here we go. All right. So, oh no, that means it's dead on arrival, isn't it?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
It might be. All right, that's really
what,
be good.
What
then.
Font are you speaking in?
I'm gonna present
Could
this in the
Jake Murren do it better.
The Excel spreadsheet version of this take. Okay, we're gonna get this thing off. So Peyton Manning, what's the one defining thing of Peyton Manning's career is the idea that he went to, four Super Bowls with four different head coaches. People always look at that as like, it's an awesome accomplishment because you're able to do it with different head coaches, different places, et cetera, right? If he goes to the Knicks and goes four different places, four different spots, I feel like LeBron's legacy, where I once thought it would be tarnished if he went to a different spot because it's just too many places, I feel like taking four different teams and four different franchises to the finals, that might be in a way that it was for Peyton Manning with four head coaches. With LeBron, four different systems, four different setups might be what he's most remembered for.
But what's interesting is I think we're so much more forgiving to quarterbacks and just anybody but NBA players. And anybody but LeBron. We're just the media in general, and when I say media, it's really an extension of the fans. The whole thing, the whole system is so much more unforgiving to him. I think you have to win it. I think if he leaves LA, anywhere he goes, he has to win it, because just making the NBA Finals, he'll never get that kind of credit he deserves.
But that would be the point, is that if he was able to win it, then he should already be defined as somebody that can elevate teams and elevate places the way that he's done it for three different spots already. But imagine him going to New York, putting the cape on and doing that. Now, I don't know that he'd get the same level of respect from that perspective if he came to the Cavs and did it, but it shouldn't bother him because it is a different situation. And he would be the person that got Donovan then up over the second round hump.
I think what's really interesting about this is in 2014, there was nowhere that LeBron could go where he would win off the court as much as he would in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it rewrote the decision. It rewrote his own personal arc. It brought a championship to a team that had never been, they'd been to one finals because of him, but never had a reasonable chance of winning a championship. And did it, by the way, for four straight years of having a reasonable, credible threat to win. So I don't think that's the advantage Cleveland has. I think the advantage is, I think with what you would give up to get LeBron, I think you can say LeDon Evan, as we call them, LeBron, Evan, and Donovan would give you a better chance of winning a championship next year than LeBron, Jalen Brunson, and I guess Cat would still be there.
Yeah, Cat would still be there. So they would trade like Mikal Bridges would probably be the big piece that goes.
So like I think you still have a better chance of winning.
I want to touch on something you said in the first stretch of that there, though. So you think there's a spot that would be a better fairy tale storybook ending than Cleveland?
I think the New York thing.
I don't see it that way.
I think the Knicks having not won a championship since 1972. And guys, this is not a dream that small market, mid market fans. Anything you do in New York is more consequential. The Knicks, who every time they get good, there is a glow up on the four letter network alone at the idea of the Knicks being really good and winning a championship. That narrative is as powerful now. Not having won a title in 50 years is now as powerful as winning the first title in Cleveland.
I'm open to the conversation. I did underplay in my head the severity and how just insane the Bing Bongers are in New York.
Yeah.
Because they really are. I mean, if they taught us anything in this last little stretch over the couple years, and really last year and making it to the conference finals, I mean, they shut New York Times Square. I just called it New York Times Square. That's bad by me. But they shut Times Square down.
It's a real quarterback tier moment for you.
I'm just not a New Yorker is what this is. I'm just not a New Yorker. Apologies for not being a New Yorker.
What are you talking about?
Sorry. As I say it like a New Yorker, I apologize for not being a New Yorker.
That was kind of like Regis. I'm not saying it was bad.
Which is classic New York, by the way.
It wasn't bad.
If there's the epitome of someone that's New York.
I don't know I would classify it as good.
Now I'm just going to do that voice and just call it Regis moving forward then.
But in fairness to the conversation we're having, I still think, there's a part of me that thinks, like, the 2014 was so pure. It was, I mean, there was no one crapping on it other than hot take artists like Skip Bayless, who nobody gave a damn what they said. I think this would be different. I think if he came home, like, for instance, I was talking with Bill, and Bill has been very critical of LeBron this summer, and just where the direction of the Lakers and LeBron's the drama, as it were. And I asked him, and he's like, I just don't think I could embrace it. And that to me surprised me.
Because you already got yours. That's it. 2016, you already got yours.
Well, I think
for some people, that's enough. It's not enough for me. I'm a championship guy. But for a lot of people, well, you're the one smiling over ALCS appearances the last 2 seconds.
I am a championship guy.
I've never been anything but. Big championship guy.
You know what I am? I'm a top three guy.
Big titles guy.
If I don't have a top three pick, I'm never going to be happy. But you're a championship guy over
not
there.
Not satisfied with the ALCS.
I forgot.
We've talked about it.
I forgot those picket signs outside the World Series championship in Chicago.
I don't know what else we're playing for. We're not playing for titles here, Nick.
But...
you know what my house in Solon's called? Titletown.
I thought it was No So. You mean?
You keep calling it No So because you want me to be No So Jonathan, like No Ho Hank.
No, No So Johnny.
No So Johnny, yeah. Even worse.
That sounds like a badass gambler.
No, it doesn't.
All right, listen, we're going to pay you your money, but you got to go see No So
Johnny.
First.
Sounds like the guy that cheats out on his gambling debts, not the guy that enforces the gambling debts.
It does not.
My God, did you get that 20 from No So Johnny? No, No So Johnny's a deadbeat.
Deadbeat. No So Johnny. Nay. No. No So Johnny's like the cool gambler that all the like the Sharks and the Vinnies and the Boomboxes and all, that they're like... Listen, I hope I never have to break his legs.
Yeah, No So Johnny has had multiple knees that have been broken.
I don't think we're talking about the same Johnny. This all being said, where are we going? Oh, I think it's really interesting that LeBron could come home for a third time, which for just you and me, like, I would immediately think we're winning the title next year, even where he is now.
Yeah.
Even being the guy who can't take over games single-handedly back to back to back to back, which, by the way, the idea that people hold that against him is so stupid I can't even comprehend it. But
I think there's another segment, though, and this is part of what last week taught us, and it's taught us a lot with these LeBron conversations, Nick. I think a lot of people don't believe that it's going to happen, so they're not letting their feelings actually attach themselves to LeBron. And so if it were to happen, I think the reaction would be very different because everybody would then get instantly excited and they'd think about it and they'd talk about it and they'd have a lot of fun with it.
See, what's interesting is...
There's a segment of people that aren't letting their feelings open to the idea that it could happen. They think about LeBron as he's just toying with them, the way that he's toyed with us a couple different times already.
But I think what's really interesting about that is I also think that's rooted in LeBron fatigue. I mean, I got it with Tom Brady, so I'm not sitting on a soapbox here. But I think there are people who, if they could just retire LeBron tomorrow, I'm talking about like national media members. I'm talking about big names in the sport because they've seen it and they're sick of the game and they just wanted to move on. And I get that. Those are the same people that are going to wax poetic about LeBron in 5 years. And those are the same people that if LeBron did win a championship in Cleveland to end his career in year 23, championship number 5, I think would change their tune. But it would be up until that point. He would get incredible... Yeah, sorry, he wouldn't get incredible. It's not the decision. He would get so much more criticism, and the expectations would be so much higher this time. Because the only thing that would pass the bar on him coming home again for a lot of people, even in Cleveland, it's lesser in Cleveland than it is outside of Cleveland. The only way he wins this whole thing and gets both what he wants, which is a championship and winning off the court, winning the narrative battle, is if he wins that title.
No, you have to. That's the problem in this discussion if you're LeBron, is that if you make that move, you have to then deliver. Where meanwhile, if he stays in Los Angeles, he doesn't have to win anything.
Would LeBron's second homecoming be received the same as his 2014 homecoming? I'm just curious, where would it rank for you? Would it be anywhere close? If tomorrow he said, actually, I've opted out of my contract and I'm signing a veteran min deal in Cleveland, would that to you come anywhere close to 2014? 216-474-0092. And it's not about how it might actually be. It's going to be about how it's going to be perceived. And perception is reality. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. In case we missed it, coming up in about 20 minutes here, you asked a question in the break about two breaks ago that I think we need to get to before we get to Brandon's call on LeBron. Yes, you do need to buy a gaming system. Yes, you do need to buy EA Sports. I'm sorry, College Football 2026.
Yeah,
you need to, it's time. This game is built for you.
I only asked because I wanted to have Lindenwood beat Ohio State in the national title. That's the only reason, and it's honestly the most enticing thing. Because if you would tell me 10 years ago that I could play with my school and actually go through the whole, because everyone right now is in that stage. You guys all pick like lower level D1 schools and you rise up with them and you build the program up. I would love to do that with my own school. That would be so cool to me.
I'm going to tell you, you don't understand how much fun it is. I don't enjoy, once I get to like an Ohio State level, and maybe this will change because the game has changed a bit. It's too easy. Like I'm not on freshman. What's the next level up off freshman? Whatever the second level of difficulty is.
I would hope it'd be sophomore, but I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I think it's varsity.
Varsity, yeah. So I'm on varsity level, and I have Bowling Green year one. They're in the playoffs. That's fun.
It sounds fun.
That also means I'm really good at the game. But more importantly,
that was the main takeaway that we got.
Oh,
there.
You'd be bad at the beginning. You'd play on freshman, but you'd get it eventually.
I mean, yeah. So like, if you play with Ohio State though, you max out the settings at hard.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, once I get really accustomed to it, I'll get bored with just beating everybody 70-0.
I just think it'd be cool to live out, like, if I was one of those big boosters and just gave a bunch of money to my school, and then all of a sudden Lindenwood was playing, like, you know, Clemson, and all of a sudden they're playing Florida, and all of a sudden, and they just have, like, the coolest schedule ever. It'd be great.
If in some...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This won't happen. But if I got remember when Bezos got divorced and his ex-wife just went around just passing out all of his old money?
Yeah, she's done a lot of great, a lot of good stuff, even in the Cleveland area, by the way. She's donated millions to a lot of great places around here.
I'd do some of that. And then the other thing I'd do is for one season, I would go to Eddie George and I'd be like, Fat McConaughey wants you in the playoffs this year. What's the number? Is it 60? Well, I'll give you one year, $60 million.
Don't we have a cap on this now? Isn't it $20 million per school? Isn't that like the new thing that each athletic budget can only be $20
million?
Looks
like the Bagman is back.
Like, we finally have the rails up for this. The Bagman is back. This is how we get there.
Yeah.
McDonald's bags for everybody.
I just be like, hey, your new NIL car is here, and don't look in the trunk.
Yeah, like the clearinghouse all of a sudden is trying to make sure that these endorsements are on the up and up and everything to justify it all.
And you know what?
And we're never going to get more shadier.
And here's the thing.
We're going back to being shady.
Here's the thing. Because we're partners and because we're work besties.
Yeah.
I'd do it for Lindenwood too.
You would? You'd give him, you break him off some bread?
I want BG versus Lindenwood in the college football playoffs.
How much fun would that be?
How pissed would everyone be? I mean, by the way, it's the only way. If you somehow, because again, they would rig it to keep you out of the playoffs. But if you somehow got both teams in the playoffs and then they were like credible threats to actually win, I'm gonna tell you right now, they would completely disregulate. They would shut down NIL tomorrow.
I mean, I don't think people understand how on the table this was. It just existed before we had the guardrails that we now have up, but like it was on the table. Anybody could have done that. LeBron could have done this with Akron easily. All it would have been is like $50, $60 million dollars, somewhere in that range.
Who was Oregon, respectfully? Who was Oregon before Phil Knight?
Right. But then he took it on steroids, and the best he could do is give a bunch of money to Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah. Hey, that...
Maybe the decision processing making, maybe it wasn't that great over there.
Still just mad.
Think about that.
We drafted Dylan Gabriel with a 92nd pick, guys.
Phil Knight had his whole choice of anyone in college football, and he's like, that Dylan Gabriel from Oklahoma, let's get him over.
I'm willing to admit that my rage on this matter is outsized comparative to, like, if Mason Graham, Fannin, Schlesinger, the German linebacker, and Judkins, if all four guys ball out. And, oh, by the way, Dylan Sampson also teases big play potential, right? I'm not going to be that mad because I'm going to be like, oh, hey, man, we got five picks, day one impact, yada, yada. But I'm still going to be pissed about the Dylan Gabriel thing. It might be the thing that they've done outside of the Deshaun debacle and the Baker thing, which it now only upsets me because it just tanked the whole thing. Might be like the number one thing that I hate most.
Quick related tangent to this, though. Didn't love that Joe DeLeon didn't take any responsibility for any of the wrongdoings of the quarterback selections relative to his peers and relative to what they actually ended up going.
He did shirk the responsibility.
Matt Miller just fell on the sword. It was like, we need to go ahead and we need to do a whole evaluation. We need to learn from this. Our buddy Joe was not about the learning session that was about to take place.
Yeah, he's too busy playing college football 2026, which is what you should be buying a system for.
Yeah, we both know it's not going to happen, but it'd be a lot of fun.
How would Elise react?
I think she'd be confused because I've never shown an interest in video games in any sort of way. And like, while being with her, you know, obviously, like I had my college roommate. He was my roommate for 4 years. He was very into video games. So every now and then we'd play, but I don't really play much in general anyway.
Man,
I haven't played since college. There's no way I played a game since college. Oh, no, wait. One time I got sick at my in-laws' house. No, it's when I hurt my back and I played Tiger Woods golf for like 3 days straight. It's the only thing I've done.
And see, this is how I know that once you took to college football 2026, you'd see the light. There are just certain foundational games that are so awesome. Like, I'm not outside of sports games, I don't play a lot of video games. I used to play Call of Duty back when it was World at War, and then they got into the weird op stuff and zombies and crap, and I just stopped playing it, which is a very, very dismissive way of talking about an incredibly successful franchise. Yeah,
you liked being like a real soldier, huh?
I like World War II.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wish they would have gone, like, give me Call of Duty Civil War.
Did people play that and like, this is what it feels like to be my grandpa?
Actually, Call of Duty Civil War right now would kill. I mean, think about it. You take it back to 1860.
What side are you fighting for, Nick?
I'm fighting for America. I'm going to say there's people out there want that thing to go a little differently. Yeah.
I mean, I'd hope you'd be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
Imagine having a Civil War game and being like, I want to play for the other guys.
Half the country dead. Half the country dead. So you know, it's
some say it's still going down.
Oh, easy, Mac.
Mac. Where did that come from?
Pew 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 pew. I had something and I completely lost it. 216-474-0092.
One of the Shane Gillis is going on around here.
I still have it's right there and I can't think of it.
That's okay.
Getting back to LeBron thing. Because you and I talked about this in the pre-show. Is it fair to say you think LeBron poured cold water on the hype this weekend?
I think he did a little bit of backtracking. Yeah, I think he did. I think he walked back a lot of the hype that was already happening, and he just explained. I don't even know if I did. Has he trained here every year? I have no idea if he's actually trained here every year.
Who would know?
Who would know? Well, it's like LeBron.
Other than him.
LeBron is a consistent liar. Once people recognize that, you know I love LeBron, but what is LeBron at the heart of LeBron? Just lies all the time. Like, it's like about the amount of books that he reads and the, and then like being able to prove that he didn't read any of those books that he was talking about. The little things like that that nobody should care about. Nobody would care about, but he cares about. So when it comes to something like this, yeah, I could see him bending truths for sure. But I could also see him getting everyone hyped up because he loves to do that as well. And then having the realization that maybe he went a little bit too far in hyping people up.
I just think it's going from the Civil War to the Cold War. I think we've got a great Cold War between the Lakers organization and LeBron right now. And even if it doesn't end with LeBron going anywhere else, I know it's absolutely putting all those Laker fans who are, I mean, they're just this side of bing bongers. They are irrational and they are petty. They spend all their time comparing LeBron to Kobe, which is just the dumbest thing to do. Like, you had two. No. You haven't had two. You've had generational player after generational player. Enjoy it. Not to go full Paul Dolan. But there's a part of me that does enjoy that they're squirming.
Well, so that's the part that I think where some people would call LeBron like the boy who cried wolf. And I think where some people here locally don't want to get into the LeBron sweepstakes is because they've seen this movie. We've been used as his patsy before. And if that's what it turns out to be, then it won't be much of a surprise to people.
216-474-0092 with LeBron's second homecoming. With the initial one wasn't a homecoming because he was just down the road when he got drafted. But would a second LeBron homecoming be received the same or be anywhere close for you as the way 2014 was? Brandon in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Nothing would be as special as the 2014 reunion because the way he departed, you know, it was such a heartbreak watching that decision with my son. And then, you know, fast forward 4 years later, I'm painting my son's room and you guys read the I'm coming home letter and I got tears in my eyes. You know what I'm saying? So it's really nothing that could ever compare to that. And with that being said, you know, I don't want to get emotionally involved when I hear the rumors now, you know, so.
Because yeah. You don't want to be let down?
Yeah, don't want to be let down. Don't want to, you know. So if it happened, I'm kind of like, well, you know, kind of blah, 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 nonchalant about it. But if it happens, I'm sure I'll have another emotional reaction, you know. But
you call it blah, blah, blah.
Right. So before that, I'm just kind of watching, like, you know, just snickering at all the reports, like, he's silly. But nothing can compare to that 2014. And then to win a championship with us, yeah, it's no topping that.
Brandon, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much, Brandon. Yeah, it's interesting. I don't honestly know how I would. I think I would be super excited.
You would be super excited.
But here's the thing. I would immediately think you're winning a championship next year.
For sure.
Which might not be fair, given you still have to go make it work.
I'm trying to think of the levels of excitement. Would it be like when OBJ came here? Which is, I mean, that was legitimately an awesome radio experience. And it was just an awesome time in general. And because again, this is not 2014. We've established that 2014 was completely different. But if this is a tier or two down, is that OBJ? Is that what this is? There was so much attached to that OBJ news.
It's got
to
be bigger than the Odell Beckham Jr.
But I think we're rewriting that though, just a little bit, because OBJ didn't work out and it was such a stinker at the end of the day. I think we've done a lot of that within our own feelings when it comes to OBJ, but when we got OBJ, that was so massive.
So the only thing I would say is, in the moment, I knew Odell was a pain in the butt, and I had conflicting feelings. I don't think I'd have conflicting feelings if LeBron came back.
You had conflicting feelings with OBJ?
Yeah, I really didn't like him. Really did not care for him.
Oh, man, I just remember the excitement. I thought, I mean, everyone was on board, if it felt like to me. I'm surprised. If you just called it out, you called it out. It is what it is.
Do I have to go back and check my text?
No, you don't have. I believe you. But I feel like we looked so sourly on that OBJ experience, and that's fine. But in that moment, I mean, there was a lot attached to them getting OBJ.
But yeah, I think it's bigger than OBJ. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, where else, like, because we haven't had a lot of returns. We haven't had a lot. Like, it's bigger than Jim Thome back in, what is that, 2009. I'm trying to think of like the other coming home stories in Cleveland that we've had. And the truth is, once guys leave, they just don't come home.
Mm-hmm.
So like we've never really had it. So like there's a part of me that like when I hear people say, and Brandon's not saying this, when I hear people say, I wouldn't immediately think championship, I kind of am like, I don't know that that's true. Like, I kind of think you might be just, either you just don't like LeBron now, or there's other reasons to not like him, or you're, as Brandon was saying, protecting yourself.
I think a lot of people are protecting themselves. I think if it happened, I think we'd all get really, really excited. And then we'd, I mean, think about how exciting October basketball would be if LeBron's on the court. Right now, I'm not, I mean, I'll be there. We'll be there. We'll be having fun with it. Darius is out for the first, what, 3-4 months of the season. October basketball is going to be fine. But with LeBron, it's going to be, that's a show every night.
Well, actually,
so, and it's an appreciation show, too, in the process.
So it's funny you say that. I do think one of the reasons why it would, if they just run it back as is, and that, which is what I think they're going to do. I don't think Dan would sign off on LeBron coming back, and I don't think Donovan would. And I think those are, that's too many things to overcome. All this said, it is going to be a boring regular season.
We're just going to be waiting for the postseason.
It's just like...
No Donovan for 3-4 months, and we're waiting for the postseason.
If good, like Vegas has them as a 55.5 win team, is their win total, they could win 56 games, and the only thing that is going to register next regular season is the negative.
Right. Meanwhile, if you get LeBron, it is every single night a blockbuster event.
216-474-0092. Where would LeBron's second homecoming be received, or how would it be received as opposed to 2014? Craig, stick there. We'll get to you. Plus, we got In Case We Missed It in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.